Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Do you ever remember when your kids or grandkids, or maybe when you were small, did you ever play dress up? Did you ever get on clothes that were maybe a little bit too big for you, or, you know, to dress up fancy? I know my kids right now love dressing up as princesses, all right? They love their Disney princesses. And Isaiah's favorite costume right now is Batman. And so he loves to put on his Batman or his firefighter outfit, and he saves the day. I think for our kids, there's something magical about dressing up. It changes your perspective. You're able to kind of, it changes the way you feel and the way that you think. What you wear matters. I think that kind of goes back to the old days of the church, right? That when you came to church, what would you wear? Your Sunday best, right? When I was growing up, you had your regular week clothes, but you had clothes that were just for Sundays. Why was that important? When you think about it, I think there was this mindset that on Sunday morning when we go to worship, we're coming before the Lord, and we want to bring our best to Him. And it starts with getting ourselves dressed in the morning to say, Lord, thank you for all that you've given. I want to honor you by what I wear today. And so people would dress in their nicest to say, Lord, I honor you with the way that I'm dressed. I come before you as I would come before a king, all right? I want to come before you as someone that I honor, someone that I love, someone that's special to me. I'm going to wear my Sunday best. Because what we wear matters. And so today we get into this passage where we're told to wake up. Wake up. Clothe yourself with Christ. Specifically, Paul puts it this way. The hour has come for you to wake up from your sleep. Now, the sleep that Paul is talking about here isn't the sleep that we lay down at night. But Paul is talking about the sleep that outside of Christ, when we're living in our sin, when our desires, our passions are about our self, we're living basically to make ourselves happy. Paul says that's not the right way of living. When you live without Christ, when you live for yourself, you're asleep. You're living without the purposes that God has given you to live. And so Paul is saying, wake up. It's time. The hour is here to not live for yourself, but to see that God has something greater for you, a greater way of living. And Paul says it's important to wake up because the hour is at hand. Your salvation is coming. Jesus is going to return. As Hannah was talking about in our children's message, that's what we celebrate in the season of Advent. We acknowledge that Jesus is coming at Christmas, but we also remember that Jesus is also coming again. And when Jesus returns, he will come to judge the living and the dead and usher in a new heaven and a new earth. And that's when we get this salvation that is full, that has defeated death, that has defeated sin. Paul says that our salvation is nearer now than when we first believed. For the night is far gone, the day is at hand. So let us cast off, let us take off what we were wearing when we were asleep, these works of darkness, and instead let us dress ourselves with the armor of light. He goes on to say, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ. Have you put them on today? Are you wearing Jesus? Hey, what's Paul talking about? How do you put on Jesus? The best way is, when our Lutheran way of thinking, is that we put on Jesus in our baptism. In fact, Jesus is put on us in the water and the Word. The water is poured on our heads in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. And when that water is poured on us, it changes us. That actually that sin and that we die a death to our old sinful Adam. And in Christ, we are a new creation. In Christ, we are filled with the Holy Spirit. In Christ, we are dressed with a robe of salvation and a garment of righteousness. In Christ, God says, you now have a new identity. And so we can look back at our baptism and say that's when we've been dressed in Christ. In fact, that's what Martin Luther says. Every day, remember your baptism, right? Drown that old sinful Adam and put on Christ that you may live in his spirit, to live in his love. In Ephesians 1:4, we hear that God chose us in Christ before the creation of the world. And God chose us with for a purpose, to be holy and blameless in our sight. Now, I don't know about you, but did you guys eat any turkey the last few days? Or a ham? Or maybe you guys aren't turkey people. A few of you had some turkey. I know we had some turkey, and then some turkey for lunch, and then some turkey and some soup, and we still have a lot more turkey, okay? You know, it's kind of like, you know, as we fill ourselves, what are we filling ourselves up with? God says, I want you to fill yourself up with my son. Fill yourself up with my spirit. And I think that's what it means when he's saying put on Christ. It means to live your life in a way that you're holy and blameless to God. But we can't do that of ourselves. As hard as we might try to do what is right, to do what is good, to always put the other first, all too often we stumble. We fall, we act in selfishness. Our words sometimes hurt others. Our actions hurt us and betray God. And for that reason, God sent his son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross. And on the cross, Jesus gave up his life for us. Jesus said, you can't be holy and blameless, but I can. And Jesus, even though he was innocent, took our place, and he died our death that we deserve, so that now we don't have to be dressed in our sin and in darkness and in death. Instead, when we put on Christ, we're putting on his resurrected life. Because Jesus didn't stay dead, God raised him from the dead, and that's the life that we put on in Jesus Christ. I love this image of Jesus putting on us a robe. What color is that robe? It's white. It's holy. It's perfect. It's blameless. It's not something that comes from within. In fact, that man is wearing a stained garment of clothing. But Christ covers him. So that now when God looks at him, when God looks at us, he doesn't see our sin. He sees Christ's holiness, Christ's righteousness is what God sees in us. And so we are clothed by the Holy Spirit as God's sons at his daughters. Now that this has been done, Paul says, live now, walk in this light. And so if you go back to Colossians chapter 3, before this passage, it says, clothe yourself with compassion. Clothe yourself with kindness. Clothe yourself with humility and gentleness and patience. It's kind of like every morning, all right, you get up, you get ready for the day, and you put on clothes to wear, whether you're going out to work or you're staying at home. It depends on what you wear, right? You know, what are you going to put on depends on what you're going to do for the rest of the day. But God says, no matter what you're going to do, I want you to clothe yourself with these things. Make sure that when you go and you see somebody in need, be willing to respond in compassion. That when you have an opportunity to show kindness, to use kind words, do so. Don't think too highly of yourself, but live in humility, considering others is more important than yourself. Act, live with gentleness. And even if you have to wait, wait in line, wait for somebody else, wait. Sometimes that's the hardest part of the Christmas season is waiting. Paul says, wait with patience. And the great way of thinking about patience in Christ is with this eager expectation that it will be fulfilled. And so as we wait in Christ, we wait with this expectation that God is going to act because he has acted in the past. And so we clothe ourselves with these attitudes in our minds. We say, Lord, by your Holy Spirit, help me be humble today. Lord, by your strength, I'm not feeling very patient today. Lord, help me. Lord, when there's somebody who needs help, whether it's my son or my daughter, whether it's a coworker or a neighbor, or it's another student in school, give me a heart of compassion that I may act in a way that shows others the clothing that I wear, that I am wearing Christ to others. Paul also says, as we clothe ourselves with Christ, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. So I think one of the greatest ways that we can prepare for the coming of Jesus is to be in God's word. The word is Christ. Jesus says, he is the word that came into the flesh. So that as we read God's word, it fills us with what God wants, of his love for us, and it reminds us who we are. And so this Advent season, open your Bibles. Start with one of the Gospels, if you haven't done that for a while, and read through, and again, the story of God's love for you as he sent Jesus Christ for you. And finally, what it means to clothe ourselves in Christ is to abide in Jesus, in your prayers, in your thoughts, in how you live, to be able to say, all right, God, I want what matters to you. Lord, I want to abide with you in your word by the way that I live. And I want to put away the sinful acts and live in a way that's pleasing to you, because Jesus is coming back. Are you ready? Are you awake? Are you still sleeping? Together, may we be awake that when Jesus returns, that he may say, well done, my good and faithful servant. Amen. Let's pray. Oh, Lord God, gracious Heavenly Father, we know that you are coming, and you're coming soon. Lord, so often it's easy to say, that'll be someday in the future, or it won't happen in my lifetime. Lord, and so we put things off. Sins that we know that we're ensnared in, that Lord, you hate. Lord, we hang in there. But Lord, I pray that keep us mindful. Help us not to sleep in this life of sin. But Lord, through forgiveness and faith, clothe us with Christ, that we may live in a way that honors you and that serves the people you have placed around us. Lord, wake us up to put on Christ each and every day of our life. We pray this in his name, and all God's people said, amen.